You're listening to the Evoli Show, 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And our theme today is Radio Week or Valentine's Day.
Yeah, got mostly songs picked for the radio. Like yesterday was Radio Day, World Radio Day, celebrating radio. It's ever since, you know, Marconi sent radio across the Atlantic. We've been, you know, making radio.
Ooh, ta-ka-da.
And we've been making radio here for like 15 years. So it's worth celebrating. If we were going to do a Valentine's Day song, what would that be?
No idea.
Something about love, I imagine, right? Or Cupid. There's got to be at least one song out there about love, don't you think? Oh, and today, if you want to call in, everyone wants to do a call-in show. You want to tell people what they should do?
Call into CSK and tell us why you like the radio.
Right. I'm hoping that if you're listening, there's probably a reason why you like the radio. The number is 250-847-8769. We'll take your call on the air. Tell us why you like radio. Speaking of radio, remember this band? You've played these guys before.
Queen.
Oh, yeah, baby. This is Queen.
We've actually played this exact song before.
Have we?
Yep.
That makes sense. Do you want to turn up the computer too? You got it. Never mind. Here it goes. Ready?
Yep. This is Queen, Radio Gaga. Why is it so echoey right now?
What's the question? Why I like radio? I'm calling in to tell you why I like radio.
Yeah.
I like radio because it's free to listen to, and I really like to hear people's different tastes in music. And I particularly like this radio show. Well, I'm a little biased because you do it, and I like hearing your voice.
Okay, wait. Is your microphone on?
Yes, it is. Okay. Those are all very good reasons to like radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, anonymous caller.
Anytime.
This is Queen, Radio. Radio Gaga. Gaga.
Your life, my only friend, through teenage night, and everything I had to know, I heard it on
Okay, so that was Queen Radio Gaga.
Sure. I just want you to do that old talk.
So next up we have, what is it?
It's the name of a band
Autograph.
Called, yeah.
Turn Up the Radio.
Oh, going back to the 80s, baby. Autograph, 1984. Oh, what a year. What a year. I was 14.
Okay.
Okay, so autograph. Now... No, wait. Let me just tell you. So that was basically that band's only hit. And was famous sort of for the solo. And the guitar solo was doing a double-handed tapping technique. Did you see that when he was doing the...
Yeah.
Apparently that was the first time that was kind of ever done. He won the Guitarist of the Year Award for 1985 on Guitar Magazine. But let me tell you quickly about radio, because this is all about radio. I want people to call in and tell us why radio is their favorite thing.
Yep.
We got a caller in right now.
Our call.
Okay. Bring up a telephone.
Okay, here it goes. It's up.
Hello, caller.
Oh, this is Uncle Peter calling from San Diego.
Get out of town. It's the captain himself calling. What do you love about radio? You should ask Uncle Peter.
What a great question. Well, I wanted to say hi to Everin.
Hi.
And I love... about radio is that it's kind of ubiquitous. Anywhere you are, you can turn the radio on and kind of see what people are listening to. And everybody has access to it.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's definitely, you don't have to have a phone, a triple digit costing phone. You could do it on cheap devices.
Yep.
You're right.
Well, generally, for me, it's when I'm driving, right? Have you ever driven long distances?
Yeah.
See what's on? I love it.
Yeah, it's great. You're right. So you're listening. So where are you calling from?
I am calling from San Diego, California.
And you get CACK loud and clear.
we have to use internet radio for that one.
Oh, yeah. Well. Fair enough. It's still...
What's your favorite answer so far for why does the radio rock?
I don't know.
Probably the previous caller who said that they liked your show. That's why they like radio so much.
Oh, yeah.
That's an easy win. They went right to the heart of it. Can you think
in Glenicus, what's the answer you've been throwing down?
Why do I like radio so much? Because it pays. Because it's my job.
Oh. But you got into it not for the money. You didn't get into small-time community radio for the paycheck.
I thought the paycheck was going to be so much bigger. You're right. No, because it is. It gives everybody the ability to have the same kind of power. Everybody has access to the airwaves, equal access to the airwaves. It's a pretty cool, way to make everything. It's a very democratizing tool.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it.
Do you have a radio song you want us to play?
Let's see. Boys to Men.
Is that a radio song?
Is a band.
Yeah, but what are they? I mean, other than they played on the radio, is it a song about radio?
Oh, is that the topic?
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Oh, I'd say there could be Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like it.
How about that?
We'll go with that. We'll play that on next.
But Radio is a band that's a lot, I think.
You're right. There is a band.
So think about after Video Killed the Radio Star, look for the band Radio.
You got it. We're going to play Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles right here, right now.
That's right.
Okay, sweet.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Captain.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Everin and Papa G.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the Buggles.
they're tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Okay, that was the Buggles' "Video Killed the Radio Star." So what were you?
Well, that was that song. Do you know that was there was a show or video or a show called MTV or a channel called MTV Music TV, and this was the very first music video they ever played. The very first music video they ever played on MTV was that particular video, 1980. And it was this song was actually released in 1979. And what a very perfect song to play for much or for MTV. Okay, thanks for the request, Captain San Diego. If you want to call in and tell us why you think that radio is the best, call us at 847-8769.
Okay. Next song is Rush, the Spirit of Radio.
We'll be right back. the prophets were written on the studio wall.
Hello, caller. You're on live. Hello. On CSUK. Oh, boy, we got more calls coming in. Who are these people, Evan?
I'm Nan and Grim.
Pretty good guess, I think.
Good guess. You
got a question for those guys?
What?
You got a question for them?
Why do you like the radio?
Well, I like it particularly right now because it allows me to listen to your radio show in Smithers when I'm in San Diego. And I feel like it keeps me in touch with you, Evie, and with what's going on in your life.
I also like hearing what's going on in Canadian music.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You're the second person to call in and say...
No, the third.
Well, no, second person to say that their favorite thing is your radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to also tune into your radio show, Gwen.
Oh, thanks.
From time to time.
That's all I ask. Just when it's convenient. People are busy.
That's right.
Well, thanks for calling in. Is there a song about radio that you want to hear, or do you just want to hear our playlist?
Well, I'd like to hear your playlist. I looked up one that sort of sounded intriguing, but I have no idea what it's like. It's called I Watched It All on My Radio by a country western singer named Lionel Cartwright. I have no idea what it sounds like, but it was one of his very few hits that he ever had.
That's my favorite kind of artist. Well, should we play some country western, Evan?
Okay.
Really? Okay. Well, it's your show. here we go. Well, okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. I watched it all on my radio. This is 2018. Lionel Cartwright. Or actually 1990. Okay, here it goes.
Had a 6 transistor when I was a kid under my pillow. I kept it hid when the lights went out and no one could see. Over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke. And I watched it all on my radio. At the crack of the bat, I knew how far it'd go. And I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. Over the wrap-up complete, I'd search through the static till I found a beat. The Beatles and Creedence, the Stones and the Birds. You should have seen all the groups that I heard. And on Saturday night, when the skies were all clear,
guitars and soft southern twang. The stars of the Grand Ole Opry would sing. And I had a seat on the very front row, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. And around about midnight, some preacher came on to tell me what's right, to tell me what's wrong. And there was a test at the sound of the beat. It was only a test, the voice would repeat, and the national anthem would sing me to sleep. Six transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow I kept it hid. When the lights went out, no one could see. Over the airwaves the world came to me. And I had a seat on the very front row, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio.
You're going. Hello. I watched it all on the radio. Lionel Cartwright back in 1990, which is kind of towards the end of his career. He went from 88 to 92. Which he talks about watching a baseball game on the radio. I used to watch hockey on the radio in my bedroom up and in my little room.
Because you can see what? The radio that I have now?
Yeah, that very same radio. I used to listen to hockey on it.
We'll take the little light. And...
yeah. And it's funny how you can actually see in your mind what is actually happening. Just like you said, you could sense how far the ball would go by the crack of the bat. It's the same thing. I can remember hearing like the shot taken, like the crack, the smack of a hockey stick on a puck, and I just know how fast it's going, and I can imagine it, you know, being shot on the net. It's funny how, you know, it's all you need. Your mind can do the rest. Radio. It's helpful with imagination. I was just telling a guy at the brewery that we work with, about, you know, maybe getting a radio for his kid, because I think radios are, like, cool for kids. Okay, now we're basically at the end of the show, but we can extend. Do you want to extend and try to play a few more songs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go right back into it then. Do you want to ask do we want people to call in still?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to tell us why you love radio, 250-847-8769. This is Everclear, AM Radio.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Can we watch Good Times or Chico and the Man or something cool?
Everclear, AM radio. Okay, let's go right into the next song.
Okay, wait, is this, R.E.M. radio song, what?
Yeah, that's it.
R.E.M.?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's an acronym.
R.E.M.
And do you want to know what it stands for?
What?
Now I don't know. I gotta know this. Come on. I'll tell everybody after. Oh, no. Rapid eye movement. I think it's done. Maybe? I don't know. I'm gonna look it up. But anyway, this is their track from... Whoa. Their radio song track. Here.
Hey, I can't find that on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
Turned up the radio. song. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. And everything to show. To the radio, I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. Now I can't hear it. Hey, hey.
REM. And so I did quick little research. REM is a Michael Stipe, the lead singer of the band, just was flipping through the dictionary and came across REM. And REM as an acronym stands for rapid eye movement, which is when you're deep in sleep and your eyes jiggle around underneath your eyelids. And so he never really confirmed that's what the REM meant or denied it. And it's just kind of what stuck. They had a bunch of other names that they were considering, but that's the one that stuck. All right, a couple more songs, yeah? You think you can do a couple more? Let's do it. Madonna's got a radio song. You want to hear it?
We already decided on that.
Sure we did. Fair enough, I know. We're just bantering here. We're just a couple guys on the microphones just bantering. Tell me more. Why do you like the radio?
Because I like it.
Anything else?
I don't know.
I do listen to the radio all the time at home. Do you listen to the radio?
Of course, because when you listen to it, I have to.
Okay, but I force you to listen to it?
No, not really. I mean, you force me to listen to our radio, but not this one. I choose to listen to this one when I want to.
Okay, what's your favorite show?
Mine.
Fair enough. This is Madonna. CSK 93.9, Smooth Screw Radio.
festa è finita adesso. Allacciati la cintura, stronzetta.
Madonna's 12th album, and was the last single on that album, and a cool video. Last song. Can you handle one more song?
Yep.
Elvis Costello, a British expat, moved to Canada, married a Canadian jazz singer on Vancouver Island. Someday I'd like to just bump into him because he's kind of a personal hero of mine. This is Elvis Costello back when he was with the Attractions, one of his early releases. You ready for it?
Yep.
All right, you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Bye, everybody. And the sponsor I want to thank is Mountain Eagle Books.
Sweet. Nice pick.
Radio advised, with every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes. I was seriously thinking about hiding the receiver when the switch broke, cause it's old. They're saying things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to why stop reason? But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna bite the hand that feeds me. I wanna bite that hand so badly. Times ahead, but everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel, and the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. You better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told.